TOEFL IBT pronunciation, avoiding word stress shifts with compound nouns, two noun compounds, reflexive pronouns, and 10 and teen numbers. In words of two or more syllables, one of the syllables is stronger than the others. For example, note the stressed syllable in the following words: mission, television, Republican, university. Having appropriate word stress patterns involves not only your ability to stress the correct syllable, but also your ability to pronounce the unstressed syllables by making them softer sounds. Additionally, having appropriate word stress means you are familiar with parts of speech word stress patterns. If you know, for example, that a word is a noun or a verb, you may be able to predict where the word stress falls. Also, understanding general word stress patterns will help you to formulate rules with other types of words as well. Having appropriate word stress is critical to your success on TOEFL IBT speaking. If you have irregular word stress shifts, TOEFL IBT human raters will have to put forth more effort in understanding you. And in some cases, your distracting word stress shifts will prevent you from being understood. Therefore, human raters will give you a lower TOEFL IBT speaking score. To illustrate how irregular word stress shifts can interfere in your ability to speak clearly, consider the following story. An English language learner went to the supermarket to buy some groceries. The customer found all but one item, conditioner. So, he approached the store clerk and asked, "Where is the conditioner?" "What?" asked the clerk. "The conditioner," said the customer. The clerk replied, "I'm sorry, but I cannot understand you." Even though the customer had pronounced the vowel and consonant sounds correctly, he had not stressed the correct syllable of the word conditioner. Due to that irregular word stress shift, the clerk could not understand what he was asking. Despite the importance of word stress to a learner's intelligibility, it proves a difficult obstacle for many. Why is word stress so difficult to learn? Word stress involves making the stress syllable longer, clearer, louder, and higher pitched. Few advanced learners of English effectively execute these four characteristics of word stress, probably due to inexperience and differences in word stress patterns from speakers' first languages. Additionally, these learners are unfamiliar with word stress rules regarding certain words. My soon-to-be-released TOEFL IBT newsletter will give you intensive practice with listening discrimination exercises of academic passages. Through a 9-minute instructional video, you will formulate rules regarding word stress patterns, particularly with compound nouns, two noun compounds, reflexive pronouns, and 10 and teen numbers. Ultimately, you will reduce your accent by accurately executing word stress by making the stress syllable longer, louder, clearer, and higher pitched. Therefore, I encourage you to subscribe to my TOEFL IBT newsletter so that you can master word stress and get a higher TOEFL IBT score.